Welcome to the History Diva on KMUN. I'm Lori Serafin, Vice President of the Lower Columbia Preservation Society and a sailor. My philosophy is that building the future and keeping the past relevant can be one and the same thing. To value history and artifacts of our past, we need to learn about them. Let's explore local history together. Facts are based on research and opinions are my own. Today, I wanted to introduce you to Captain Archibald Conn, the first captain of the lightship Columbia No. 50. This is not the one on display at the Maritime Museum. That is the second vessel. I have found that Captain Conn is not well known in the maritime history world, and I think he needs more exposure. The Argonian reported on the lightship Columbia on March 29th of 1892. The lightship Columbia was launched from Union Iron Works in San Francisco on Saturday and will leave for her destination off the mouth of the Columbia River in tow of the tug Fearless. The article states that she is the first lightship built and stationed on the West Coast. She arrived on April 5, 1892 and was soon put to service. The Argonian reported the following on April 12th of 1892. The lightship Columbia raised her anchor and left in tow of the tugboat Manzanita for her home on the rolling deep near the entrance of the river. Loud was the farewell whistle as she passed down the harbor and made her way past Sand Island. Captain Conn and his crew looked cheerful as they proceeded to their ocean home. Note that Sand Island is near Alwaco. Congratulations to Captain Conn for being the first captain of the lightship Columbia. The Eugene newspaper reported on a column called Astoria Town Talk, kind of a little gossipy column, on April 20th of 1892. Word has reached this city from the crew on the lightship Columbia that is anchored off the mouth of the river that the surge of the sea is so strong and the lightship rolls like a marble, causing the men to be constantly sick and in abject terror that she will part her cables and go to pieces on the rock. Stay tuned as the lightship Columbia on the beach in 1899 might make a future episode. Captain Conn was born in 1854 in Yarmouth, Nova Scotia. The 1910 census recorded he was born at sea. His father, Lyman Conn, was a sea captain, so this could be true. This was an era when sons often took the occupations of their fathers. He sailed the coastal waters of the eastern seaboard and then entered deep water service in the North Atlantic. He made his way to the west coast of the U.S. His obituary states he came to Astoria in 1883. His first vital record of him in Astoria is an 1889 marriage record. It appears he served on the lightship until late 1897. Then he became a Columbia River bar pilot and presumably got to spend more time with his family. He bought a fine house at 7th and Grand in 1903 from Henry Thompson, Clatsop County Treasurer, and his wife Lulu Warren, the oldest daughter of D.K. Warren. He sold his home to Dr. Forstrom in 1909. We currently have the Forstrom house and wonder what Captain Conn would think of our historic restoration of his home. He's not haunting the house, so he must think we are okay. Captain Conn relocated to Portland in 1909 and became an agent in the shipping trade. Thus, he ended his life at sea. He died in 1934 in San Francisco. He's buried at Greenwood Cemetery near Astoria. To see pictures of my radio show topics, visit Astoria History Diva on Instagram. I'll try to end each episode with a quote. A good seaman weathers the storm he cannot avoid and avoids the storm he cannot weather. Attributed to unknown. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week